It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, we're back. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning, you. Thank you for waking up with us here on a Wednesday, right in the middle of this thing, October 16th. What a morning. 38 degrees right now in sunshine. And as promised, I do our monthly check-in with Scott Nicholson. Richland Wilkin Foundation, good morning.
Good morning.
And the NDSES marketing program in here watching us.
Yeah, we got a room full.
Welcome them all to the show here, too. Well, catch me up. Let's do a little backpedal.
Okay.
Power of 100, Scott. Let's start with that. What I told. Great event.
Yeah. About a month ago, 3 weeks ago, actually.
Okay.
And, you know, great results, a room full of people, you know, all coming together for a night of food, fun, and fellowship. And we're pretty proud. We granted out or gave out another about $5,700 to three very well-deserving grantees. We had the Children's Discovery Center. They took the most votes, got $2,850. Richland Wilkin Kinship came in with the second place votes, and they took home $1,725. And then the Historic Bag Farm, they took home $1,150. And so all total last month gave out $5,725. And so for the year, the Power of 100 event granted out $11,225 in 24.
Refresh me. You only do this once a year, too, with the Power of 100?
We've been doing it twice.
Okay.
Now, I say that, and we've lost our venue. Mm-hmm. You know, things have changed, and so we're looking into 25 with a new, fresh set of eyes. We're trying to come up with a new plan. We're reviewing options with different venues. You know, where can we hold this thing? And then we're, as a committee, we're kind of reviewing: do we change it? Do we alter it? Do we adapt it, evolve it, or is it good how it is? And so we're, as a committee, we're taking input from the public, getting a lot of really positive feedback from our attendees and people that have been supporting us for a long, long time. And so all I can tell you for 25 is stay tuned.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing where that goes.
Yeah, all of us are.
let me ask you this, Scott, with the three that you pick, do you pick them? Do they come to you, or do you go to them to kind of figure out who gets to be part of Power of 100?
You know, it's a little bit of everything. You know, that finding the grantees is actually one of the biggest challenges, because they need to commit to doing some work. You know, they need to put a presentation together.
Right.
We encourage them to bring their supporters, because their votes determine, you know, at the end of the night, who gets the lion's share of the proceeds that night. So there are a lot of groups out there that would be really, you know, really good for the Power of 100, but maybe timing's not right, or maybe they're looking forward a little further and they have something coming up. And so juggling who's going to be there, who's prepared, can be a challenge. But sometimes that comes from in our own group. Somebody says, hey, you should reach out to Kinship, you know, or you should reach out to Children's Discovery Center. Sometimes the venue or the grantee comes to us. Hey, we've got this project we'd really like to highlight at your event. Can we be a part of it? And we'll figure out in the calendar, you know, where we can fit them in. So I've got a small handful ready to go for 25 if we can confirm what our plans are going to be. So
absolutely.
So yeah, we're heavily into the planning stages for 25.
Well, I'm glad it was a great event. What else you got? We're covering three different points here. That's one. What's number two for us?
Yeah. So October is a busy month for the foundation. Locally, Richland Wilkin Community Foundation, we have our grant window open now. So if you're a qualifying 501c3 nonprofit or one of these community entities like a park board, you know, kind of thing that we support on a regular basis, get your applications in. We're going to be reviewing those applications in the month of November and making those decisions, and hopefully we'll be doling out a bunch of money again. It looks like, I don't have the exact number in front of me, but I'm thinking we're going to have about another $35,000, maybe $40,000. in funds to grant out in this session, which that combined with what we've granted out from the Power of 100, combined with what we've granted out in the spring, we're going to be really, really close to granting out, you know, that $90,000 that we did last year.
Absolutely. And with such great organizations, too, got to make you feel good running this whole thing when you see these different entities throughout the year doing what they do and so much good for the community.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes this job so enjoyable is seeing, you know, the good that this organization does, getting in touch with all these different the grantees that receive the funds and then seeing what they turn around and do with it, you know, on their end is just absolutely wonderful. This organization, we consolidated with the United Way back in around 2020. And so I've got some statistics here. Since that consolidation, just in our annual fund alone, so these would be the dollars that we raise on an annual basis and then turn over, you know, again within the next 12 months or so.
Sure.
Over $217,000 granted out just out of that fund. And then when you combine that with our endowment fund, which has been in existence since 1985, that's another $325,000. So
that's amazing.
You know, yeah, over $500,000 that this organization has returned into the Richland and Wilkin communities, and it's just going to continue to grow from there.
Does it amaze you at all in the community we live in that you see this kind of response? It never does to me because everybody seems to be liking to step up.
You know, I get that question a lot, Bill. Yeah. And in some respects, no, I'm not surprised because I know the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we got some wonderful folks here in the Southern Valley and very, very generous, very quick to reach out and help a neighbor, you know. Sure. But what is amazing is just to see it repetitively, just over and over again and in so many different ways, you know, not just through us as a foundation, but through other fundraisers that I see people supporting in the area. It's very satisfying to right. see, you know, the level of support that we have for each other here in the valley.
Good things going on at the foundation, my friend.
Yep.
Is that a wrap, or do you
nope,
got anything
nope,
else you want to throw in here?
We're excited about one other thing. Well, a lot of things, but October is a special month in community foundations, and next week is the National Estate Planning Week. So this is a reminder for anybody, any age, any assets, whatever you have, you should form a plan. You need mm-hmm. to get a strategy, get your accountant, your attorney, your financial advisor together. Come to us as a resource and just make sure you have a plan. Because one thing that is unfortunate we see way too often is circumstances happen unexpectedly.
Right.
And when people don't have a plan, it makes things uncomfortable for the family. And so what we really encourage is develop a strategy early, start that process so that you have a plan. Because what you want to do is you want to take care of your loved ones. You want to, you know, preserve what you've worked all your life,
mm-hmm.
you know, to earn and accumulate. And, you know, and you want to make sure that transfer happens the way that you want it.
You want it to be
a proper transfer when you're not there to control it any longer. And so we work with a lot of, you know, attorneys, CPA professionals, wealth advisors, financial advisors, and then their clients to make sure that those things happen and that you get to leave a legacy behind after you're gone.
Without a doubt. Scott, great having you in here as it is every
Always
once
pleasure.
A month. Never enough because
yeah.
it's just like once a month. I need you in here more than that. Scott Nicholson, Richland Wilkin Foundation. Look forward to our chat in November.
Thank you. I'll look forward to being here.
919 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is